Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moment number 7, How to Pray for the Lost. And in today's Uplifting Moment, we'll look at how you can pray effectively for the salvation of your friends and your family and your neighbours and the people around you. And the very basis of this prayer is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus died for sinners. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. The Father sent the Son into the world so that people may not perish, but may have everlasting life. And God, our Saviour, wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's in 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants people saved. He wants your friends, your family members, your city saved. And so God's will be accomplished when we pray. That's why Jesus tells us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So when we pray for the lost, when we pray for those people who are perishing, then we see God's will done on earth as it is in heaven, and people turned around and revival coming and people getting saved. So do you want revival in your city and in your church? Do you want your friends and family saved? Then you have to get on your knees and pray for this to happen. Back in the 1990s, I had a Wednesday night Bible study that saw over 60 people saved through prayer. We would write their names in a book, and the students would pray for them, and one by one, they would be saved. And it took no longer than 6 weeks for each of those people to get saved. Because people prayed in agreement, as a group, in the Spirit, and God did the rest. We weren't evangelizing, we weren't holding crusades. We were just praying for people to get saved, and guess what? Prayer was answered and they got saved. So looking at this, looking at our need to pray for the lost, all those millions and millions of people out there that need to be saved, and you know some of them, and you can pray for some of them. You cannot pray for all of them, but you can pray for some of them, and I'm going to encourage you to do that. Okay, what are the 4 reasons why we should pray for the lost? Firstly, out of love. If we love our friends, our family members, and our neighbours, if we love our neighbour as ourselves, then we will pray for our neighbour to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. It's a spiritual battle to do so. Every time I try and get on my knees to pray for someone to be saved, it feels like it's a tremendous distraction. The devil will try and stop you from praying for those closest to you, your street, your friends, your family. The devil will try and get in the way and say, "Oh, it's useless, it's useless. These people are too hard, they're too wicked, they're not interested in God." Of course they're not interested in God yet, they're perishing. But a lot of people who are opposed to God can get turned around, just like the Apostle Paul got turned around on the road to Damascus. People who are haters of God can become people who become lovers of God. So don't judge them just by external appearances right at the moment. Instead, love them and pray for them and believe that God's going to turn the sinner into a saint. Because God can do that. God did that for me and he's probably done that for you. So pray for those who are lost. Pray for those who are perishing. Because Jesus came to seek and to save every one of those lost people in your neighborhood. Secondly, we should pray for the lost out of holy fear. When we realize that they could end up in hell, that hell is real and hell is forever, we should pray and pray and pray for our friends and our family that none may perish, but all may have everlasting life. Thirdly, we should pray for the lost out of the knowledge of our merciful and good God. God wants people to be saved. He's merciful. He's kind. God is love. But we have to bring God's love to people in a dark world through prayer. And we know that God will take them, that God will take even the worst of sinners, the most beaten up of lives, and redeem them. But we need to bring those people before the throne in fervent prayer, to write their names in a piece of paper at the back of our Bible or on a chalkboard somewhere and to pray for them diligently. And one of the things that works best is if you pray as a group of friends, for where two or three are gathered, there the Lord is present. So be in agreement, be in union that this person and that person will be saved. And fourthly, we pray for the lost out of the knowledge of the power of prayer. We know that prayer works. We see it work. We see it work in great things and small, in our finances, in our parking spaces, in people's health. And we should pray for people to be saved. We shouldn't say, oh, it's too hard. It's too hopeless. Maybe it's not God's will. Instead, we should stop listening to the lies of the devil and pray for people to come out of the darkness and into the light. So then, what are some of the ways and the practical things that we can do to pray in a way that the people themselves will be saved? Now, we've got to realize that there's some obstacles that the devil puts in the way, because the devil is always trying to make people deceived. He's trying to pull them into sin. He's trying to surround them with people that are going to keep them in sin. So we need to pray persistently, regularly, and watchfully. We need to see what's happening in the life of that person and watch over them. Say, ah, they're going in this direction. Lord, I pray X. Lord, I pray Y. We need to pray persistently and regularly. Have a little list where you pray for the person at least once a week and keep on praying for them and keep on praying for them. And pray expectantly that God is going to work. Bring them up and say, Lord, this person is yours. This person is your potential son or daughter. Take this person into your kingdom and redeem them because you bought them at Calvary, and claim them. Claim the people that need to be saved. Say, I claim this person for Jesus. I claim this person for heaven, so that Jesus will receive the fruit of his suffering. Because Jesus just didn't die on the cross for one or two people to be saved. When you pray for those people, you acknowledge that Jesus is worthy of every single soul on planet Earth. So pray on the basis of that redemption, and pray fervently and persistently and regularly and watchfully. Now, what are some of the prayer points that you need to pray if you want people to be saved? Firstly, pray that God will make them curious about spiritual things, that they'll suddenly get curious about Noah or the flood or Jesus or what happened, and was the Gospel of Thomas true, and is the Bible true, and things like that. And they'll start asking questions, and some of those questions might seem a little bit off the wall at first, but at least they're curious, and pray that their curiosity increases and that they're finally paying attention to some spiritual things. They might seem to be full of error, but at least they're heading in the right direction. So pray that God will make them curious about spiritual things, and that they'll pick up the scriptures, they'll pick up the New Testament and start to read it for themselves. Also, pray that God will surround your friend or family member with witnessing Christians, not with dull Christians or Christians that just talk about the things of the world. Pray they will be surrounded by faithful, witnessing, godly Christians whose lives give gracious testimony to the gospel. Pray that their old bad friends will fall away, and instead new friends will come to them, and these new friends will be friends who share the gospel persistently, day and night with them until that they're saved. Thirdly, pray for your friend or family member that they'll grasp that they are sinful, or at least that they know that they need to change, that there'll be a light bulb going off inside them saying, oh, I'm in a bad spiritual state, and I need to get to a good spiritual state, that they will be aware that their life is not as peaceful or as loving as they want it to be. Pray that God will give them an almighty thirst for God's word, that they will find the Bible intriguing, that they will get into it, that they will listen to it, that they'll even start listening to Christian radio or TV, and it will penetrate, and that all the blindness in their mind and their heart will be taken away. Pray for a clear understanding of Jesus and as divine Saviour and Lord. Some of the media out there tell terrible lies about Jesus, and so pray that they may start to understand the truth about Jesus Christ, and that you and other people will be able to clear up their misunderstandings about Jesus. Also, intercede for your friends at any points where they're being held under Satan's power. It might be alcohol, drugs, an inappropriate relationship, lies, or they might be involved in a cult or a wrong philosophy. There might be this huge obstacle to their salvation. Pray against any participation in the occult, magic, witchcraft, or astrology. Pray that the bondages that Satan tries to put around them will be broken, and that they will come out of this negative lifestyle into the positive lifestyle of the light in the kingdom of God. Pray that Satan will no longer be able to hold them under his control, and that God will be victorious, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and God will have the victory, and Satan will no longer be able to have your friend or family member under his control. Also, ask for grace towards your friends so that they will develop godly tastes rather than ungodly tastes. If their taste is for music that is violent and vile and highly sexual, pray that God changes their taste so that they desire better things. And this helps lead them towards Christ. Because at the moment, when they're watching stuff like that or listening to stuff like that, that's holding them in bondage. So pray that the work of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will be personally effective for your friend or your family member. Commit them to the Lord Jesus Christ with a prayer like this. Lord Jesus Christ, please take my friend Joanne and get her saved right now. Lord, I pray on the basis of redemption that Joanne will be saved and that she will come to a true knowledge of the living God, that she will no longer perish but have everlasting life. I pray that every evil influence over Joanne's life will be broken and will be removed, and that she will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I pray that she will know the Scriptures, be surrounded by Christian friends, and that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be over her, that the Spirit of God will speak to her conscience, her mind, and her heart, that she will find herself fascinated by spiritual things and by the Bible, and that you will lead her day by day towards salvation. And she will be saved and taken out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light, so that your Son, Jesus Christ, may get all the glory. Now, if you pray like that and you pray like that often, you'll start to see people saved. This is John Edmiston signing off with this uplifting moment. And I wish that all your friends and family may be found in the kingdom of God. So, after this, make a list, pray for everyone that they might be saved. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.